Welcome to Your Child's Brain, How the Mind Grows from Conception to College. Authors Sandra Amott and Sam Wang. The brain that builds itself. There is a very simple way to summarise much of the research of the neuroscience on the child development. Child grow like dandelions. Dandelion child is used to describe children who seem to flourish regardless of their circumstances. The developing brain builds itself. You do not need to teach your children to notice and eventually produce human speech. Your baby knows very early on that the noises you make have more meaning than other sounds, so even if you neither give your children a speech lesson, they are unlikely to start imitating the air conditioner or the family cat. Born linguists. Birth to 8 years. Babies start to learn language long time before they're able to speak, preferentially focusing their attention on speech from birth or even earlier as hearing becomes functional during the third trimester of pregnancy. Because babies do not have the motor abilities to express all their knowledge that they have obtained, though you may not realise how much language they understand at a given age. Newborn babies already prefer their mother's voice over other female voices, their native language over their other languages, and speech over sound that can have the same acoustic properties, including speech played backwards. They can also detect a variety of vocal cues, including acoustic, characteristics, and stress patterns, and the rhythms of different languages. From early in life, your infant absorbs the huge amount of information that will make him an expert in his native language, learning about its cadences, its sounds, structures of the words, and grammar of its sentences. Gender differences. Toys. The emergence of toys preferences is an early age in the development of gender identity. Defined as your child's self-identification as male or female, gender-influenced toy preferences are seen across cultures. Beginning around 1 year of age, even babies have some understanding of gender, but only a few 2-year-old children can accurately state whether they are boys or girls, or reliably distinguish men from women in pictures. Most children, again across cultures, reach this milestone by 2.5, and almost all children get there by the age of 3. Children who have reached this milestone are less likely to choose the wrong toy than children who have not. Learning to see, birth to 5 years. Though vision feels seamless, your brain actually constructs its image of the world from the neural activity in dozens of interconnected regions that specialise in particular aspects of seeing. These regions are organised into two main pathways. The Ware pathway, which develops earlier, consists of the cortical areas that process motion and space. The What pathway is made up of areas that evaluate the properties of the objects, including their shape, colour and patterning. Both pathways obtain information from a chain of connections that start in the retina, pass through the thalamus, and go to the primary and secondary visual cores of the cortex. From there, the two pathways diverge, involving different parts of the cortex but with plenty of crosstalk between them. When the visual cortex starts to mature the second month of life, it takes control from the subcortical pathways. This transition often does not go smoothly. At this age, many babies show obligatory looking and the ability to pull their gaze away from something that has caught their attention, sometimes for as long as half an hour. Young babies track movement with jerky eye movements called saccades until 2 or 3 months of age, when cortical maturation allows them to smoothly follow a moving object with their eye. Emotions in the driver's seat. Birth to early 20s. All of us have experienced emotions that seem overwhelming or out of control. Imagine feeling that way much of the time, and you have a picture of your young child's daily experience. One reason that life with toddlers is such a wild ride is that parts of the nervous system that produce raw emotions mature earlier than the brain regions that interpret and manage them. It's probably just as well that your children won't remember that stage of their life. You may remember the first time your baby smiled back at you. His ability to recognise emotions in other people's faces develops almost as early as his ability to show facial expressions. By 2 or 3 months of age, the occipitotemporal cortical region, which is specialised for face processing, is already activated more by faces than by other objects. Through its tuning at early stage, it's considerably broader than it will be in adulthood. At 7 months, infants stare longer at a fearful face than they do a happy or neutral face, and their frontal cortex shows an electrical response associated with assailant stimuli. As the cortex develops around the middle and second years of life, children begin to display the secondary emotions, pride, shame, guilt, jealousy, and embarrassment. These social emotions become more situation-specific as children come to appreciate the importance of their own behaviour in causing particular outcomes. When babies first start to direct their own attention, by 8 to 10 months of age, they start to use distraction to manage their emotions, for instance, by turning a new activity when a toy is taken away. Indeed, infants who can direct their attention to one particular thing for long durations express more positive emotions as babies and show better self-control later in life. As children's brains develop more self-control in general, their ability to regulate their emotion grows as well. Children's brains apparently have to work harder than adults when trying to inhibit an ongoing behaviour. Until their own regulatory capacity is fully developed, your children rely on you to moderate their emotions by soothing or distracting them and to help them learn how it's done. Parents who are more sensitive to their infant's needs and respond quickly to emotional cues tend to raise children who are better at regulating their own emotions. Catch your child being good. Behaviour modification 1 year to 12 years. When it comes to getting your kids to pick up their toys, we have good news and bad news. The good news is that children's behaviour is strongly influenced by the positive or negative consequences that immediately follow from certain actions. If you can set appropriate expectations for behaviour and get the consequences right, your children will follow your household rules. Most of the time, anyway. The bad news? Well, it's the same news. If whining or throwing tantrums gets your kids something they want, that's what they'll do. You may not think of nagging as a way of rewarding your children for misbehaving, but even yelling can actually encourage the behaviour you're trying to stop, especially if that's the best way for your child to get your attention. Completely ignoring the problem behaviour is usually the most effective way to get it to stop, if you can stick with that long enough. It's common to parents to turn to yelling or spanking as their first response to problem behaviours, but a large body of research shows that this negative approach, behaviour modification, is not effective in the long run. The effects of punishment are fleeting and tend not to generalise to other situations. Punishment also leads to fear and anxiety, which may cause emotional difficulties for your kids down the line. Besides, you probably don't want to teach your kids that violence is an appropriate way to solve their conflicts with other people.